Coming up on The Potter's Touch.
You are not going to get to your next destination just by prayer. I hate to mess with you. I hate to mess with your mind. But prayer will not be enough. It will be by choice. The subject of the sermon is grasp the moment. That's what's wrong with you now. When other people are taking action, you are looking around. When I say praise the Lord, let everything. He grasped Esau by the heel. The position is not lined up right. And the Bible says to his mama, Rebecca, he says in the word of God that the elder shall serve the younger. Now let's translate this out of the context of the text into the turbulence of you. You, the human you and the divine you, the human you and the divine you are still you. They still wear the same suit. They got on the same tennis shoes. They wearing the same shirt. They came out at different times. I was born June the 9th, 1957. I was born again September 1972. And the trial of my life is to make sure that the elder didn't get that. Y'all ain't ready for me this morning. Y'all can't handle that kind of stuff. Y'all can't handle that. The Bible said that the elder shall serve the younger. So I'm trying to make the old me serve the new me. I'm going to give you 30 minutes to get a good praise out. This is a moment, 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 this is a moment. Some of y'all missed it. When I told you to praise the Lord, some of y'all just looking around with your cute self. The subject of the sermon is grasp the moment. That's what's wrong with you now. When other people are taking action, you are looking around. When I say praise the Lord, let everything. A moment. I'm getting ready to grasp the moment. So if you're nervous, you better get out of the way. I'm getting ready to grasp this moment. You won't get this until you make your flesh serve your spirit. You got to bring your flesh up under subjection. You got to bring your lust up under subjection. You got to bring your pride up under subjection. You got to bring your selfishness up under subjection, because the elder shall serve. Now watch this, because this is important. This is important. They fought in the belly. They fought in the birth. They fought in the belly. They fought in the birth. And the next thing, they grow up and they fight over the bowl, the belly, the birth, the bowl, the belly, the birth, the bowl. And all this text is talking about dimensional warfare. In order to bring things into divine alignment, there will be dimensional warfare. The belly, the birth, the bowl. So it doesn't talk about them growing up. It goes from the birth to now they're grown. And it describes how different they are grown. They were different in the belly. They were different in the birth. They are now different at the bowl. It says that Jacob was kind of a mama's boy. He had to be. His daddy didn't like him. If I had a men's meeting, I'd wear that out. And so he's good at what mama's good at. The anointing you respect is the anointing you receive. So Jacob can do what Rebecca can do. Are you following me? Let me get into this. Jacob can do what his mama can do, but Jacob is important because Jacob is the one that spreads the lineage. It shall not come through Esau. Now, Isaac doesn't pay much attention to Jacob. Though Jacob is serving Isaac, according to the Talmud, the particular meal he prepared is in honor of his father. Meaning, he's a mama's boy, but he got daddy hunger. Esau comes in the house hungry. We pass over all of their childhood experiences. We come down to their hunger. Point four, the power of choice is always based on your values. How you choose, the decisions you make, will always tell me what you value. Esau comes in hungry. He comes in hungry. He comes in hungry. Flesh is hungry. Flesh is always
more.
Flesh is always hungry. Your flesh, my flesh, his flesh, her flesh, young flesh, old flesh. Flesh is always hungry. Later in the New Testament, it will use Esau as a type of fornication and lust because flesh always wants something. They not shouting now like they was before. I told you they wasn't gonna like this part when I got down to this. Esau is so hungry. And he values flesh over spirit. So he says, give me some of what you got in that pot. And what Jacob was cooking, let me tell you something, Jacob, don't despise your gift. Because your gift is going to make room for you. I know it's not a gift that people want to recognize, but it's a gift that God is going to use to open up the next dimension. This is a prophetic word for somebody who wishes you had a gift somewhere else. No, God's going to take the gift that he gave you, and it's going to make room and bring you before great men. And though it looks like you ain't doing nothing, sitting around in the house cooking beans, who would have thought that God would have took a bowl of soup and turned it into a moment? But while he was stirring the pot, While he was stirring the pot, Esau bust in the door. He said, "Hey, Jacob, man, I'm hungry." Jacob said, "You know I can cook. You know this good. You smell it, don't you? You smell it, don't you?" And then the Bible tells us something that seems unnecessary. It tells us that the soup is red. The red man wants red soup. And I had to read it over and over again because when Esau saw the soup, the red soup cooking in the pot, the boy who was born red values what he is. Flesh always values what it is. I'm coming in. Watch this. You are no greater than your choices. Your choices are built off of your values. Whatever you value is what you're going to choose. Esau chose what he was. The red man chose the red soup, and he didn't value his birthright. He said, "What good is my birthright when I'm hungry like this?" He had something that he didn't value. And anytime you have something that you don't value, you will always lose it. Somebody who knows the word ought to shout right there. Anytime you have something or somebody or some job or some place or some opportunity that you do not value, you will always lose what you do not value. Do not, say it again, your mind is your power, and your power is your mind. The enemy doesn't have to poison you. If he can get you to think the right stuff, you will think yourself to death. Worry is the tactic that he uses not only to rob you of the moment, but to stop you from the creativity to escape the dismal. The only reason you're going down is because of what you say about you. The enemy wants to kill me with my own weapon. God is not saying you won't have challenges. He's saying that you are so focused on what's wrong that you're missing what's right. Some of us are living our lives out of focus. And when you get God's word, it brings you into focus. God said, if you focus on what I told you to do, I'll focus on what you asked me to do. Because when you say, "Do not worry," you can get a clear word from God. Your choice determines your change. God is going to offer it to you. Your values will determine whether you are worthy of it. Jacob is cooking soup. Esau has a birthright that will affect thousands of years and all of his children. And Jacob is over there just cooking. This is the moment. The moment is determined by choice. Not who they liked the best. Not who came out first. Not how they struggled. This is the moment that all of heaven is peeking over the balcony to see the choice. Because the choice determines the change. You are not going to get to your next destination just by prayer. I hate to mess with you. I hate to mess with your mind. But prayer will not be enough. It will be by choice. I thought for sure before I went back and studied the text, I thought for sure that Esau's name changed to Edom, from which came the Edomites, which means red. I thought it happened at birth, but it didn't. They didn't change his name to Edom, which caused all his descendants to be the Edomites, who ended up possessing the territory that we now call Jordan, and a little bit of what is Israel too, was their dwelling place. It did not happen at birth. It did not happen at birth. It happened at the bowl. When he looked at the red soup and thought it was more valuable than his birthright, when he looked at the depreciating asset and didn't value the appreciating asset, when he looked at the gratification of the moment rather than the reality of the process, when he looked at exciting the crowd as a preacher but not studying at home to know the message. See, that's what's wrong with where we got right now. We got a lot of people who want to look like what they are not. They don't want to really do the work. You always draw what you value. But you're doing it to you. You end up with the man you deserve. You end up with what you value. We end up with the president we value. Our presidents are not anything but a reflection. None of them. I don't care whether it's Democrat or Republican or Indian. I don't care what you call it. Choice is always determined by value or the lack thereof. So what you see going on outwardly is always a reflection of what started going on inwardly, because it determines what you value. Now a choice is coming. And you have to be strong enough to go long enough in pain for a greater vision of what God is about to do in your life. This choice changed his name, changed his children. Had he not made this choice, God would later tell Moses, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Esau. Had he not given up his birthright, his children would have been the heads of the tribes of the children that we know as Israel. But for a bowl of soup, the Jewish Talmud said that Esau spent the rest of his life trying to get that birthright back. And even in death, that he was bringing gold and silver trying to get the right to be buried in the sepulcher of his fathers. Because by the time his values caught up with his life, he had lost 0.5, the moment, the power of the moment. The power of the moment is not retroactive. There are some moments you will never have again. There are some things that once you lose them, you will never get a do-over again. The Bible said Esau sought repentance with many tears and found it not. What is this that God is saying? Repentance wouldn't work. Repentance always works. But not this time. because this time it is the power of the moment. Doing the right thing at the right time will determine the right outcome. If you miss the moment, all of heaven is suspended. The chronicles could not be written until the choice was made. This choice will determine the rest of the book. But God already knew what he was going to do. And he chose on the level he was, not on the order of his birth, because he was in a position he wasn't. And he sunk to the level of who he really was. He was a soup guy in a prince's place. And so he valued low, and he missed his moment. There is a moment. Stand to your feet. There is a moment. Hear me, church, please hear me. There is a moment that God will give you that will determine how your story ends. There is a moment that God will give you that if you discern the power of that moment, no devil in hell can stop you from your destiny in that moment. Who would have thought that after all of Jacob's fighting, he would win the battle with a bowl of soup? Some of you that have been struggling for years for what is rightfully yours, and all of your fussing and all of your fighting hadn't got it done, God's going to use your gift. After years of struggle, after years of inequity and injustice and misfortune, after years of being stepped over and overlooked, after years of crying itself to sleep and saying, why doesn't daddy like me? After years of not getting what he knew inside of himself was really his, everything shifted in a moment.
Hey!
You don't even see it coming. You don't even suspect it's going to happen. You have decided I'm going to make the best of how things are. You said it is what it is. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. It ain't what it is. It's about to shift. Who am I preaching to? For God's sake, let me see who I'm preaching to. I heard the Lord say, I'm going to give you a moment, and what you do with that moment is up to you. Hear ye the word of the Lord. God is going to give you a moment, and what you do with that moment is up to you. My subject is grasp the moment. Jacob was a fighter in his mama's belly. He was a fighter in the belly. He was a fighter in the birth. He was a fighter in the bowl. He was a fighter even when God confronted him. He was a fighter all of his life. He wrestled with God. He wrestled with Esau. You have had to fight all of your life. Hear me today. After years of struggle and being tough and sucking it up and dealing with what you gotta deal with, God said, I'm about to give you a moment. And if you will grasp that moment, I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing.
You are seen, you are known, you are loved. God fulfills this promise to all of us each and every day. Today, for your gift of any amount, you'll receive audio of Bishop Jake's amazing message, God Sees Me, as well as an exclusive set of God Sees Me holiday postcards. For your gift of $90 or more, you'll also receive our Hope at Christmas collection, including audio of Bishop's inspiring message, Hope for Tomorrow, as well as his book, Follow the Star, a compilation of Christmas stories that changed Bishop's life forever. For your gift of $150 or more, you'll receive our I Am Seen Throne Blanket, Deluxe Journal, and Glass Ornament, in addition to the Hope at Christmas collection and God Sees Me message and postcard set. Don't miss out on this powerful reminder that with God, you are never alone. Call or go online now to receive your bundle today. You are never forgotten. Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Touch.